Greetings. Welcome to Naturally. This is Brigitte Mars. I'm going to speak about an herb today called saw palmetto. Serenoa repens. It's a type of palm, and the name Serenoa was given in honor of an American botanist, Sereno Watson, and then repens means creeping. So saw palmetto is a plant that grows prolifically in California, in Florida, and it's the berry that we use. And you've probably been seeing this in the health food store and wondering, like, well, what is that for? So we know that saw palmetto berries were long used as a food by the Native American people. The Seminole people considered it a wonderful ally, and it was said to cause the physique to be sleek, to cause the hair to be shiny. And many bodybuilders today consider it anabolic or muscle building. It also is a very wonderful anti-inflammatory agent. It's considered an aphrodisiac, a hormonal regulator, and a urinary antiseptic, a uterine tonic, and just in general, a feel-good tonic herb. But a lot of the popularity of saw palmetto berry is really for its ability to inhibit the conversion of testosterone to dehydrotestosterone, also known as DHT. And this DHT can contribute to swelling of the prostate. So many people that are buying saw palmetto berries today are really looking for it as a remedy to help decrease prostate inflammation. It can help reduce the amount of times that one has to get up to urinate in the middle of the night. It's also good for what's known as honeymoon cystitis or irritation of the bladder, especially if someone's been more sexually active than usual. It can enhance libido. And this is an herb that has long been used even by physicians. It was used in the United States Pharmacopoeia until 1926, and even in the National Formulary until 1950. It's said to strengthen the reproductive organs, prevent atrophy of the genitals and bladder tissue. So that's one reason why it helps to reduce nocturnal inflammation. It's also been used in the treatment of acne and urinary tract infections. And it's also an herb that, it has a strange taste. I don't think you're going to like it as a tea, but it does come in capsules and in tincture form. We know that it's high in beta carotene, calcium, and has some really good fatty acids. Every year, there have been a number of deaths related to saw palmetto berries from people going out into the Everglades and harvesting it and getting eaten by alligators. So you might just want to buy it at the health food store. Thanks for joining me, Brigitte Mars, on Naturally.